Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Stocks closed mixed Tuesday as earnings season kicked off with better-than-expected results from the banking sector. The S&P 500 lost 5, the NASDAQ dropped 22, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 32 points, settling to 28,939. I'm Andy Gersher. This is After the Bell. And joining us with the latest on today's trade, Paul Nolte, Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management here in Chicago. Not a bad start to earnings season. J.P. Morgan and Citigroup beat expectations. Give us your thoughts on today's trade.
No, it started out very well, and I would say the only fly in the ointment to the banking side was Wells Fargo's miss. And Wells Fargo is seen a lot closer to the consumer than J.P. Morgan and Citigroup are. So they tend to be more on the trading side, and that's where a lot of their profitability comes from. Wells Fargo is a lot closer to the bank, has a lot more in the consumer side. So if there's any worry that the consumer may be a little iffy here, they can point to the Wells Fargo results. But then we also got news later in today that said, you know, hey, by the way, this trade deal that we're supposed to be signing later this week, we're going to keep those tariffs on until after the election. And that kind of caught the market by surprise and pushed down stocks because they were rising pretty nicely into that news. And that kind of cast a little bit of a cloud over the market, and the equities kind of traded sideways to down after that news hit the wires.
Geopolitics aside, we're heading into earnings season that, as mentioned, kicked off today. Certainly very important. Give us a preview on what you anticipate going into this earnings season.
Yeah, last year earnings were flat for the year. They should probably be okay this quarter, and it's going to be more of a back half of the year story. Earnings are expected on a year-over-year basis as we get into the end of 2020 to be up about 12% or so, 10 to 12%. They'll probably be a little bit on the flattish side this quarter. So what we're going to be interested to hear from companies as they report and talk about their businesses is how do they see the economy? What are the impacts from the global economy for those companies that are global in nature? And what are the impacts to trade? And that will give us at least a decent idea as some of the geopolitical events work their way through the system here, what the likely impacts will be last half of the year, and if we can make that 10 to 12% bogey.
As you mentioned, that forward guidance, certainly important. Another thing, earnings last year, there was a lot of sandbagging heading into the past earnings seasons. The expectations are a little different now. Kind of explain that dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, certainly with the tariffs being the overhang, a lot of companies can throw in, as we call it in the business, the kitchen sink, and put a lot of stuff in there and kind of blame it on trade, bad economics, whatever the case may be, kind of clear the deck and give them the opportunity then to really beat expectations. But certainly the game on Wall Street has been for decades now to talk down. I report earnings, I beat expectations, but now I'm going to talk down the next quarter and try to squash having advisors and analysts get too excited about the earnings numbers. So again, that game I think we're going to continue to see as we go through the course of this earnings season. But certainly last year's flat earnings with a market that was up 28 to 30%, all of that gain came from multiple expansion. So now the expectation is companies are going to have to deliver this year, or we could see the stocks come down to meet those much lower expectations.
I've heard mixed opinions on whether you should trade or not during earnings season. For you, are you fairly active during earnings season, or do you let kind of the results lay out and then make decisions from there?
we generally try to let the results lay out. Normally what we see in earnings season is a knee-jerk reaction. So we get a very positive number, stocks fly, we get a negative number, stocks drop, and then they kind of find their water level, if you will. And in many cases, some of those that drop, unless it's really something core to the business, we see the stocks rebound back to where they were prior to the earnings numbers. So even those that may miss a little bit, especially if it's not something that's really affecting their core business, we can see that stock pick up. So we tend to be toward the end of the quarter earnings season or toward the end of the earnings season where we start to place trades and start to take a look at and assess how companies did and whether we should be keeping them based on our expectations.
What areas of the market are you closely watching right now that you may see an opportunity to deploy some cash later on in earnings season when you start getting active with your accounts?
Yeah, I mean, right now, certainly technology is front and center after a great year this last year. Earnings numbers are still pretty high here. Earnings growth, both top line and bottom line growth, revenue growth and earnings growth, still very, very good. The other part that we're looking at is the financials. We own some J.P. Morgan. We own Goldman Sachs, so we're kind of interested to see those. We do own U.S. Bank Corp., so a little bit smaller regional bank. So we're interested in the financials. They look cheap to us still, and I think a lot of them still have the cloud of the financial crisis over them, certainly not trading at levels that we saw even in the early 2000s, late 1990s. So I think there's still room to run for some of those companies.
That's Paul Nolte, Portfolio Manager at Kingsview Asset Management here in Chicago. And I'm Andy Gersher for News Radio on 105.9 FM.